The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, acknowledging their authentic self and their capacity for being love and for choosing to live as their highest self. This is what makes it possible for you to experience genuine happiness and inner peace. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight for how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an abundant and love-filled life, here and now. Welcome to this third episode in the series of personal transformation and growth that we are tackling this month. If you've been listening to the podcast, we've been focusing each month on a topic of relevance to you to live your most successful life and to have guidance as you seek change and transformation is so important. So let's begin with the definition of what personal transformation is. And then as we dive into this episode, I will take you through the markers, the parameters for how you can instill actions of positive change in your life and how you can continue to keep this going because you evolve because of the change you seek. Personal transformation is defined as an ever-changing and uniquely individualized process of expanding consciousness, whereby individuals become consciously aware of previous and new self-perceptions and choose to integrate these into a new definition and way of being of self. We are constantly changing and evolving, and if you can get in front of this, if you can spur and decide the change that you seek, if you can willingly choose to transform because you recognize the importance of choosing how you wish to be, then you embrace transformation. You look to it. You see it as opportunities for growth, enhancement, evolution, expansion, and certainly the benefits of this, that is, living more happy, fulfilled, more as a being of love, more grateful. And definitely as you seek to embrace all that you can be. I'm going to place some markers from what I share with you in the description. I feel like these are important indicators and reminders for you to be aware of and to remember as you continue along your evolutionary path. Begin here. Look all around you. Notice where in your life you are living open to change. Open to see what new experiences and love and laughter reveal so much more. I can go for a morning walk and I can be amazed at how much is right in front of me if my eyes are open to it, that acts as information, lessons, teachings that will help guide and direct me towards all that I am seeking. If you see everything that is before you as a lesson of change, then life is the classroom, forever evolving. Next, the evolution of change is so that we can free ourselves from what habits and limiting beliefs we have been taught and what has been reinforced. Every moment you are awake to your life is a possibility to learn new positive actions, which then become the habits of change and inspiration and of kindness and love. So we're focusing on actions of positive change because the more positive actions you can embrace and live each day, the more these become the habits of your life. And we know that habits are what take us through from where we begin to the finish line of where we want to be. For whatever goals you may have, you need to adopt the right habits that will lead you into and allow you to achieve these goals. And habits begin with action. And the actions you take each and every day, of course, formulate the habits you live. Third, another important theoretical concept for you to apply, of course, change is a constant. If you are open to what life's messages and your own inner wisdom is showing you, then you have so many opportunities for learning and adopting new practices that will always inspire and uplift. This is so important because if we're open to change, we don't see it as a struggle or a challenge or a negativity. And in fact, as we're open to what we are observing, we are learning. It's like the universe, the world is showing us what we need is if we are attuned to seeing it, if we are open to seeing everything as a lesson, everything as an experience, as a teaching, as something that we can learn from. Which brings me to my next important point in this episode. Everyone is your teacher. Whether actions you want to adopt or actions you recognize that you want to diminish and disengage from, what you observe all around you becomes the stage for your own journey of more. I can tell you that everywhere you look and all of what you take in can be what inspires you, what you learn, what you see and recognize is possible, and also what you are grateful for. And that is if you choose to see everything in life as in support of you, and as long as you remain in a state of thankfulness and love. A big difference here. I work with clients who find a problem with so much that happens, and others who look at situations and ask, okay, where is the silver lining, or what can I learn from this? And the result, the end result, is dramatically different, as you might imagine. Not only is the mindset and the process of experiencing those events different, but the learnings are hugely different. If you can be aware of how you are perceiving situations and to begin to thank more for what's happening as a possibility and a tool for learning, then you step into your life. You see everything as potentially there to help you and to support you. Even when things are challenging, there's a reason that you need to look at this. You need to rise above this. And how will you do that? Another wise teaching of this episode, let meditation, inner reflection, stillness, and presence be your tools to inspire change and growth. You can never underestimate the power of each of these four. When we make time to be, to step out of the matrix of our lives, to reflect, to introspect, to be a witness, both of our thoughts of how we are perceiving a situation and also the situation itself, and to practice this in the absence of judgment, what we see becomes a guide for us. What we then are able to do is pause for a moment or two, take up presence and think about, contemplate our trajectory. That is, assess where you are now. see if it still holds for you the same meaning and importance. And then as you reaffirm that, perhaps you will also contemplate if there are any new ideas, musings, teachings, ways of thinking that will help you along your path. And if our previous actions are indeed what is going to benefit us moving forward, well then, let's spell it out. Let's name it. When you can write your goals and your ideals and the plan, the roadmap that will take you there, you bring those concepts, those constructs, those ideas into the physical world as you see them written before you. Indeed, that is one of the huge benefits of writing, of creating a written roadmap that you can look at, you can add, you can benefit from. If there is any part of these messages that you have heard me speak before, or perhaps you have known yourself for some time of the positive changes that you need to make that will improve your life, consider the synergy of this timing and begin. Begin it now. The tools are before you, and I am here to help and guide you. I also want to mention at this point how helpful it can be to have someone give you the tools to point you in the right direction, to offer the wisdom and the guidance that will help you. We all know how frustrating it can be to struggle alone. And certainly I know firsthand how much time it can take when you are on this journey by yourself. So I want to invite you right here, if you would like my guidance, if you would like me to assist you and to give you some ideas and tools, book a discovery session with me. I will leave a calendar link for this in the description. It is a way for you and I to have an overview look at what you want to accomplish, and for me to help you build those action steps that then become the positive habits that you live daily. Actions of positive change arise out of the conditions you choose to live. Do you choose happiness and joy? Do you choose wealth and more abundance? Do you choose love and its foreshadowing, that of being love? Because you cannot have one without the other. When you need something or to make a change, simply identify it together with the ideals you seek. The habits of positive change are real. When there is a need, when you need something or to make a change, simply identify it together with the ideals you seek. Begin with the observances you hold toward your life and all that is needed. And these unique impressions become the inspiration of hope and tranquility that you will love, and all towards the perfect acquirement of what you seek. If you and I were working together, and maybe some of you who are listening here are already my clients, I would always encourage you to make a list, however grand and all-inclusive it can be, because this is what you will be calling to yourself in the name of personal change and transformation. You are calling in the opportunities that exist for you. You are naming the ideals you seek to hold that are important. And you also may be naming the actions of change that you know are the steps of success that you need to live. I also now want to dive into a tool for helping you organize this wonderful and potentially ever-growing state of transformation that you continue in. It's a PDF that my team has created that you would download and print, and it becomes a guiding tool, a roadmap to your personal transformation success. I'm going to leave a link for it in the description. I want you to go get it. I want you to use it. It's beautiful. You print it off. The trick is have it beside you every day, let's say for 5 minutes, as you review what you've written, as you look to add anything more. I love the structure and the layout of it because it gives you an opportunity to define your visioning goals. I ask some important questions for you, such as, what do I seek right now? And what is most important to me? Which, of course, helps you to define the dream goals you hold and what is deeply desired. And then you have an opportunity to list in the sections that are organized here for you what you need to do more of, what you need to start doing, what you need to do less of, what you need to stop doing. It's brilliant. I love it. I'm using it myself. I can't tell you how much great feedback this tool has rendered from those who have been using it. So I invite you to, again, download it, print it, have it as a true tool and a roadmap for your personal transformation. You will find the truth of transformation in your heart and of your deepest level desires, and in the space and patience of continuous presence. That is, you hold the space in your life for contemplation, for the pre-work of what actions you will take, and for the knowledge that everything of deep and heartfelt desire is possible. This worksheet and my ability to be able to help you is right at your fingertips. I invite you to use both the PDF, Tools of Transformation, and book your discovery session with me. Let's have some fun. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at dorothyzonorijuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the wisdom archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.